Blog Talk Radio.
Saints, amen. This is indeed an honor to be with you again, amen, on such a beautiful Tuesday, amen, afternoon, amen. And today, again, is Bible study, amen. And we have a great thought for today, amen. It's coming out of the book of Philippians, amen. And it's coming out of Philippians chapter 2. If there be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, amen, having the same joy, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Not to every man own his own thing, but every man also own the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. That's the thought for today. Saints, we need to have the mind of Christ. Amen. And if Christ made it, we can make it. Amen. I say to myself today, I'm going to make it in the Lord. Amen. I had left off, amen, in reference on yesterday talking about the heavens and who resides in heaven and what evil Satan had done, amen, in heaven in reference to in the beginning, Genesis 1, at creation, amen, and what his scheme was, amen. But rest for sure that Satan cannot, and he will not, and he's already been defeated, amen. He cannot defeat the purpose of and the will of God, amen, nor can he defeat God's children if we stay up under the umbrella of God, amen. And I spoke to you about the celestial, amen, and what was in the celestial, amen. Thank you, Jesus. We have the celestial as well as the terrestrial, amen. And in the celestial, there are the planets, amen, the nine planets. And in the terrestrial, there were the humans and the animals and the insects and plant life is in existence. Amen. And I talked to you, amen, and told you that the Big Bang theory was literally thought of, amen, and it was wrong, amen. And then I spoke to you about evolution, amen. Albert Einstein had this theory about the Big Bang, amen, and the mathematical equation. And then the evolution was by Charles Darwin, amen, and what he believed, amen, man evolved from, amen. And their theory was so off, amen, he thought we come from apes, amen. But God, amen, said that this is that I'm teaching in the beginning, Genesis 1, is a synopsis of the Holy Bible, amen. And you're going to find out when we get into the chapters, each chapter, amen. I have key verses and key words and stuff like that will help give a greater clarity of what I'm breaking down, amen, as in all essence. So we know that the terrestrial bodies, amen, thank you, Jesus, resides on the earth's crust, amen, and in the heavens, amen. The birds, amen, are in heaven. They flop in the airways, amen. And everything resides on the earth's crust, amen, that's not flying up in the airways, amen. And not only that, but the earth's crust, amen, is for God created everything out of the birds, the fish, amen, the, thank you, Jesus, the humans, amen, the plants and the trees, and I spoke how trees help support the oxygen that we breathe down here on earth. So it's a good thing what God has done, but it also lets you know that God is the creator of everything. And that we do have an enemy, amen, and our enemy is Satan, and he's the one, he's the thief that come, not but to steal, kill, and destroy. And so when God, amen, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and God got together, and they worked on creation, and they brought it into existence, amen, Satan was up in heaven plotting against God as he was working in the atmosphere, in the stratosphere, trying to get the earth, amen, and the humans, amen, to be in existence. So we know that the Bible say God, amen, had literally kicked Satan down from heaven where he resides in the third heaven. And the third heaven, amen, there are three, amen. I've spoken the first, second, and third. There are three heavens. The heavens are in layers, amen, from one level, amen, to the second level, to the third level. Each are measured by a measuring line, and you can find that in Job 28, 25, and Job 38, verses 4 and 5, and Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 6. And there is water in the firmaments of the heaven. That's in the skies, in the open space, in the expanses. The water were divided. Some stayed on earth, amen, when he created the heavens and earth. And some stayed up in the heavens, amen. The Spirit of God moved across the face of the deep, and the earth appeared. The stars, the sun, the moon, the clouds, all those, amen, they appeared. God had brought all things into existence and made them visible so that we can see them with the natural eye. In Isaiah 40, 20 through 21 through 22, God made the earth a circle. So we know for evidence that that the earth wasn't flat. Amen. That was a statement that was made that the earth, when it came into existence, it was flat. Everybody thought the earth was flat and that we could literally fall off of the earth, amen, at a certain point. But the earth is protected by magnetic shields, amen. And these magnetic shields keep us, amen, and gravity keeps us from, amen, floating in the air or falling off of the earth, anything happening to us, amen, because it's held together by magnetic shields and our magnetic field. And I spoke about that early on in one of my segments. Amen. So we, as the body of Christ, need to know that God, when he created the heaven and earth, he didn't just sit down and throw something together and then put it before man to try to survive off it. He made everything that man would need. He made it all, amen, to be in existence and to the fulfillment of man. Amen. And you got the earth crust that Adam himself was made out of, the earth, amen. And he was called red dirt, amen, because he would come from the earth itself. So, and praise God. In Isaiah, the 40th verses, 40th chapter, verses 21 through 22, God made the earth a circle. And in Job, amen, 38:30, the Holy Spirit moved upon the face of the waters and caused the dry land to appear on earth by making some of the waters on the earth frozen. That's why we have the Arctic and the Antarctic, forming the Antarctic ice area. And that when I say we will get into the scriptures more, it's when we start at Genesis 1. But this is just basically an introduction to all that God had done before, amen, I get into the chapters. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So the terrestrial bodies, amen. Thank you, Jesus. What we're going to study, and they are birds and humans and animals and plants and insects, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to tell you, saints, before I end this segment of Bible study, let us look into God, who is the author and finisher of our faith. For he is the one that created us, and he created us for his glory. Amen. Satan is the thief. He don't want you to serve God. He'll do everything he can to try to keep you from doing the will of God. He'll fight against you with your kids. He'll fight against you in the spiritual realm when you've gone on various fastings in order to perfect your gifts and your ministry. He'll come against you with your jobs and your finances in every area. But you have to have a made a mind to tell the devil, I don't care why you come after me to try to get me to stop doing the will of God. I won't take down. When you make a vow to the Lord, keep that vow. Amen. And you'll see that God, amen, will literally protect you. Satan has attacked me so much, amen, during my walk with God, until if it wasn't for God himself, I don't know what I would do. But the more God give me of the word, the more I delight in the word. I love his word, and I love his son Jesus, and I love the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit literally walks me through everything. And I thank Jesus for sending the Comforter, because he's the one that guides and teaches into all truth. But if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost, amen, just literally telling me, no, that's not right. This is what Satan is trying to do. Or watch this here. Do this here, like this here, because Satan is trying to do this. I would have been destroyed. My life is in God's hand. Amen. And I'm offering an altar call today, so that people will understand that this is not a game. That this devil is one of the most evil. He hate God, and he hate anybody that want to stand up for God. But I made myself not only a Christian, but I made myself a Jew. Amen. And grafted in, so that I could be a part of God's great army and whatever it takes for me to do God's will. Even if it costs my death, I have no other choice but to desire to stay with God, to fulfill it, to see the purpose fulfilled. Because God is coming back. Amen. In the Bible, in the book of Genesis, chapter 21 and 22, it speaks about his return. Amen. And John speaks about the New Jerusalem. Amen. The holy city. Amen. That's coming down adorned as a bride to meet, amen, her husband. And we, amen, the Christians, are the bride. Amen. And we have a bridegroom waiting for us. This bridegroom died for us that we might have a right to the tree of life. So I'm asking you, if you don't know Christ, to accept him as your Lord and Savior, this do for me today. Say, I repent for my sins and sin of my children. I repent for the acts that I've done in my lifetime. And I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior and my God. Amen. And I believe that he died on the cross for me, and that he's sitting on the right-hand side of Father God right now, making intercession for my soul and my children's. Give your life to Christ. Don't commit suicide. Don't turn around, amen, after you've given your life to Christ, to such an evil, no-good demon that can only present to you death. He'll throw witchcraft at you. He'll throw lies at you. He'll throw murder at you. He'll throw adultery at you. Anything he throws at you, you tell him, I'm going to still stay for Christ. God bless you. Amen. I'll see you next Monday, in the beginning, Genesis 1. God bless.